Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci alongside my co-host Anthony Adams, and we're here in our new Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. Anthony, our first story is a pretty interesting one because this was supposed to be your deal.
Yeah.
You were supposed to do this feature, and then all of a sudden, you are nowhere to be found. And tell me what happened.
I left my house at 3, figuring that I can get down there by 6, but it didn't happen. And I think I just forgot what a fan goes through just to get to the game.
I know. It's crazy.
It was jam-packed. Like, it was crazy. And then when I got there, it took me like an hour just to park. I got my son in the back. He's screaming, "Daddy, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" It was a headache.
But that's why we wanted to do this feature on the fans, because the way that they tailgate here in Chicago is pretty phenomenal. They make T-shirts. I was climbing ladders on the sides of these vehicles. Like, it was really awesome.
I'm jealous.
Take a look.
I think it's just getting together with all the different Bears fans and the friends and camaraderie and getting psyched up for a Bears game.
So tell us a little bit about where you got the name.
My last name is Gran, so Grambulance. We actually did a poll with all my friends, and this is the one that won. So we come to all the Bears games, and we bring a bunch of people down, and we get here as soon as the lot opens. So the idea is we get to watch as much pregame stuff as we want.
The other benefit to having a Grambulance is when we have our steak sandwiches, if someone has a heart attack, we just jump right in the Grambulance.
Tell us here about your tailgate vehicle.
Well, our tailgate vehicle is straight out of Kankakee, and you know classy when it's from Kankakee. So we bought it probably about 5 years ago, got the full paint job. It's really more of a storage unit. There's a million things in there, and then we pull it all out and have the big tailgate. Just like me, it's big and full of crap, but looks good from the outside.
Are you the grill master of this tailgate?
Yeah, I mean, this flower pretty much for men signifies that you are a grill master, because nothing says grill master like a flower on your apron.
How long have you been tailgating?
Oh, we've had tickets since we were kids. We started tailgating a long time ago.
So do all your friends want to get in on this? Like, is everyone begging you to come to be part of this tailgate?
Everybody wants to be in Speedy Willie.
You two are the owners of this tailgate vehicle.
Well, we have been looking for a couple years. Him and I work together. So we've been looking on Craigslist and things like that for a couple years. And finally, about a year ago, we came across this one.
It was all white, and then we had it wrapped from a local vendor.
So there aren't too many tailgate vehicles that have a place where a bunch of people could all tailgate on top of it. So, I mean, is this safe up here? How many people have you had up here wobbling a little right now?
No, it's safe. Actually, the guy that we bought this from had this set up, and it was all reinforced and everything. And this kind of makes us unique. Not too many people standing on top of the vehicle, so this kind of gives us a unique factor about it.
So we have to talk about the shirts. Make sure we get the shirts in.
Yeah, we got some shirts made to support the Fanberlance. Got a little something on the back. But again, it just goes to it. It's fun. People wear the shirts to support us, and it's a great time.
Yeah, what else would two high school teachers be doing in their spare time, you know, but supporting their teens? And, you know, the families love it. Our friends love it, as you can see, and, you know, we love it.
Anthony, during the game, all I saw was you on the Jumbotron acting a fool. Like, I remember texting you saying, "You are completely out of your mind," and you just texted me back and you said, "You know it." So they wanted to obviously get you to pump up the fans.
Yeah. That was awesome. I mean, there was a lot of people talking about that, and it was good just to be back, you know, in that area, in that arena, and just have my face on the screen, because, you know, I'm a sex symbol these days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You make sure you bring it up once the show. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we catch up with Super Bowl champ and current mayor of Palatine, Jim Schwantz. And true Bear stories. Anthony helps Patrick Manley relive the day Manley threw out the first pitch at Wrigley Field.